This is Alive with Joseph.
Let's get into the Word of God this morning. Let me begin. We're looking at Shout His Praise. Under Shout His Praise this morning, we'll be looking at the power of praise and thanksgiving. As it is our Thanksgiving season, as it is in our tradition to always return before the Lord with thanksgiving before Him. Amen. Let me begin this morning with a word from Paul William Walker the IV. He was an American actor. He's dead now. He's best known for his role as, you know, Brian O'Connor in the Fast and Furious franchise. I quote him, he said, "Somebody is in the hospital right now begging God for the opportunity you have. Don't you dare go to bed depressed. Count your blessings and shake it off." Amen. I like that word. He said, don't dare go to bed depressed. Count your blessings and shake it off. Count your blessings and celebrate God. Count your blessings and be grateful to God. Count your blessings and be grateful to God. One of the things I've come to understand is ignorance is no excuse for the law. When the law of life is broken, we become victims of death. When a person breaks the law of life, they become a victim of death. The Bible says in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, it said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Now, they are his people. When you study that scripture very well, they are his people. But he said that his people are suffering because they do not know what they need to know to be able to free themselves from their suffering. That is to say, they are his people. Even though they are his people, they've not been exempted from the suffering. And the reason they've not been exempted from the suffering is not because God has not delivered them from that suffering. It's simply because they do not know what they ought to know for them to free themselves from that suffering. Many Christians are grounded because they have chosen to take God for granted. And when you take God for granted, you get grounded in your journey of life. And listen, friends, anyone you show favor to that does not know how to respond with gratitude, you are constrained from showing them further favor. It is a natural phenomenon. Anyone you show favor to and they do not show any form of gratitude, you are constrained to showing them further favor. Listen, thank you is what qualifies you for the next act of favor. Many people have had great times, but those great times in their lives have turned into gloomy days because they did not acknowledge the source of their greatness. So the one behind the greatness or the great times they are enjoying turns his back and withdraws. Why? Because they did not acknowledge him. And I pray for you this morning that you will receive a garment of praise, that you will continuously show gratitude to God in all that you do in the name of Jesus. Listen, thanksgiving should be an addiction. That is, when you become addicted to thanksgiving, destiny opens up to you on its own accord. In the book of Psalm 92, verse 1 to 2, the Bible says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord." It is a good thing. And it said, "And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night." That is, thanksgiving envelops you and cocoons you in God. That is to say, friends, you come into the greatness and the beauty and the best of God through thanksgiving. And through thanksgiving, you are able to enjoy the best that God has in store for you. The only thing God cannot give to himself is thanksgiving. That is the only thing he cannot give to himself. The only thing God cannot give to himself is thanksgiving. And that is why every time you come before the Lord with thanksgiving, you are giving him what he cannot give to himself. Every time you come before the Lord with your thank you, you are honoring him with the thing that he cannot give to him. Nothing is more valuable than divine presence and appreciation and and thanksgiving and praise is what ushers you into divine presence. And I'm talking about you making thanksgiving an addiction. I'm talking about you making thanksgiving a lifestyle. You must come to the place where you are not just thanking the Lord because you are told to thank him, but you are thanking him because it has become an addiction. It has become a lifestyle. That is, in all things, you give him thanks. Not for all things, but in all things. In all things, you give him thanks. The good times, you give him thanks. The bad times, you give him thanks. The troubled times, you give him thanks. The times of celebration, you give him thanks. He said, for it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Lift your voice and give Jesus praise this morning. Give him praise. Shout, thank you, Jesus. Thanksgiving qualifies you to carry divine presence. And divine presence is all that you need to have a most triumphant ride in life. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 31, he said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Then Psalm 22, verse 3 now says, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of our life church. You are holy, you who inhabit in the praises of our life church. Listen, friends, God won't be with you because you are crying. He will not be with you because you are a Christian. He is with you because you are praising him. He inhabits in the praises of Israel. He inhabits not in their tears, not in their complaining, not in their murmuring. He inhabits in the praises of Israel. So when you give him thanks, when you give him praise, you qualify for divine presence. And when you carry divine presence, it makes all the difference in your journey here on the planet Earth. What makes the difference is divine presence. If God be for us, if God be for you, who can be against you? Give Jesus praise this morning. So when God goes with you, everything goes great for you. And I prophesy over you, the remaining days of this year, I declare God will go with you in the name of Jesus. I say God will go with you in the name of Jesus. Thanksgiving is a spiritual protocol that qualifies you for divine presence. What your prayer does is this: when you pray, you give God extra assignments because he has to answer you. When you give him thanks, you open up yourself to the blessings of God that is available. When you pray, you commit the integrity of God to act. When you praise, you commit the presence of God. Every time you pray, you commit the integrity of God. But every time you praise him, you commit the presence of God. God takes delight in the praise that you give to him. When you give him praise, there is nothing that can be able to stand between you and your next level. When you give him praise, there is nothing that can be able to hinder you from accelerating to the dimensions God has designed for you. When you pray, you are giving him extra responsibility. But when you praise him, you are giving him what he cannot give to himself. He cannot give himself praise. He cannot give himself praise. And every time you praise him, you are giving him what he cannot give to himself. Give Jesus praise this morning. So when you praise God, you attract him. And when you attract his divine presence, you attract the best the earth has to offer to you. Your degree of gratitude is what defines the greatness of your journey. Gratitude is what determines your ultimate altitude in life. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. The more grateful you are, the more colorful your destiny becomes. The more grateful you are, the more colorful your destiny becomes. The more grateful you are, the more colorful your destiny becomes. Show me an addicted thanksgiver, and I will show you one whose life will never go empty. No, Listen, the more addicted you are to thanksgiving, the fuller your life becomes. And I declare over you, from this day, nothing will make you murmur in the name of Jesus. I say, nothing will make you murmur in the name of Jesus. As you continue to give him thanks, I declare your destiny shall not be empty in the name of Jesus. Your days of emptiness are over in the name of Jesus. Come on, say, thank you, Jesus. Thanksgiving should become a lifestyle. Thanksgiving should become a lifestyle. And I want to charge you this Sunday that, listen, it is a worthy addiction to be grateful to God. In the book of Mark chapter 4, there was a story you'll find there of a daughter of a woman called Herodias, she was Herod's wife. She came on the stage and danced. It was her birthday or so, and she came on the stage and she danced and danced. She danced to the point where the king was so happy and he felt like showing off. When a king is happy, the king shows off. Every time a king is happy, a king responds to that happiness by showing off. I don't know who you are. God is about to show off in your life. I said, God will show off in your life in this season in the name of Jesus. And the king said, I'm too happy, I feel like showing off, and asked her, what do you want? Ask me up until the half of your kingdom. Ask me anything. Listen, the lady asked for the head of the John the Baptist. John the Baptist was not just any kind of person, he was a prophet. He was also somehow related to Herod. And she asked for the head of John the Baptist. She danced and provoked favor. She danced and provoked favor. Listen, if an earthly king can be pleased like this, how much more your heavenly Father? Nothing pleases God like your thanksgiving and praise. That is why praise in the house of God is not just something we are doing to pass time. Praise in the house of God is actually one of the main reasons why we are here. Because that is the only time we are able to give back to him. Listen, when you give your money, you are not giving back to God, because he will multiply it back to you. But when you give your praise to him, he cannot multiply it and give it back to you. That is the only thing he receives from you. So praise time is a time where we are giving to God what he cannot give to himself. So he said, ask me anything. Why? Because he was pleased. Psalm 147 verse 1, the Bible says, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. That is what attracts him. That is what attracts him most in your life. The reason why many believers are stranded is because they are addicted to complaints. They are addicted to murmurings. And the Bible said, those who murmured, according to scriptures, they were destroyed. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible said, neither murmur ye as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. That tells me, friends, murmuring attracts the destroyer. No matter how you feel, irrespective of how you feel, murmuring attracts the destroyer. He said, neither murmur ye. This is Brother Paul speaking to us. He said, neither murmur ye as some of them did, and they were destroyed. Complaints may look logical, murmuring may look logical, but thanksgiving is the only spiritual way to go forward in your pursuit in life. When you are committed to thanksgiving, you attract unsolicited favor. Herodias' daughter was dancing to get favor. But the dancing brought favor. She was just dancing. She was just that. They didn't know that the king would respond that way. She was just dancing. And she was dancing not to get favor, but the dancing attracted favor. You cannot dance before your king and not get favor. You cannot dance before your maker and not get favor. You cannot dance before the Almighty God and not attract favor. Your favor days are here in the name of Jesus. So dancing to pleasure the King of Kings brings favor to your life. He brings favor. Hallelujah. People pray fervently, but I discovered that very few of us give thanks fervently. When it is time to pray, everybody is out on fire. But when it is time to give thanks, everybody goes cold. Have you noticed? It's a general church phenomenon. It's not only here. Everywhere in the world, just say, let's thank God. Everybody's voice, you know, was pitch high when we were praying. But the very moment, let's give God thanks, it just drops. And we must come to the place where we understand that thanksgiving is what brings us to the place of unsolicited favor. When you pray, God answers you. If he hears you, because it is not all prayer that God hears. First of all, you have to pray according to his will. And when you give thanks and praise him, he comes down. Listen, friends, when you give thanks and praise him, he comes. You can praise God anyhow. Ask David. You can praise God. There are no protocols to praising God, but there are protocols to answer to prayer. First of all, you must pray according to his will. So that means if you do not pray according to his will, he will not hear you. But there are no, I'm yet to find where he says you must praise according to his will. Praising him has no protocol. David arrived in the scene and he began to dance. You could have thought that God would be angry with him, dancing to the point where he became naked. You could have thought God would say, are you normal? Come on, put on your clothes. The Bible said he was naked. The Bible didn't say he was nude. The Bible said he was naked. That is, can you imagine a naked king? A naked king dancing, not inside the auditorium, dancing on the streets. Can you imagine a naked king dancing on the streets as they were bringing back the Ark of Covenant? That was why his wife responded that way. Listen, no woman in that position that wouldn't have responded that way. It would have really taken a deep spirituality for a wife to see the husband naked. Ordinarily, when you have a small mark on your face, your wife sees it, she's cleaning it quickly. Come, behave yourself. And this man was dancing naked. And God was not, rather, the one who came to, it's like he was dancing naked and the ushers came with their clothes to want to cover. And God said, stop it. Let him alone. Let him alone. And the Bible said, he danced before his King of Kings. Listen, friends, praise has no spiritual protocol. You can praise God anyhow. That is the beauty of praise. You can thank him in your car. You can thank him on the street. You can thank him wherever you are. You can give him your highest. You don't have to have a good voice like Pastor Aubrey to give him praise. And in this season, find issues of thanksgiving in your dealings with God. Find issues of thanksgiving in your dealings with God. Even if you have not received the testimony you're believing God for, stay thanking for the gift of life. He gave you life anyway. Listen to me, friends. The life you have, many are begging. They are praying to have it. And they can't get it in spite of the millions they have in their account. Do you know Steve Jobs would have paid any amount of money to still live? So give him thanks. Lift your voice and just say, thank you, Jesus. So this should tell you how powerful the force of thanksgiving and praise is. God comes down and envelops you when you praise him. He cocoons you when you praise him. When you pray, he answers if he hears. And there are technicalities to it. But when you praise him, there are no technicalities to praising God. He said, is any among you happy with me? Is any happy with what I am doing? Let him praise God. Is any happy? Are you happy what I'm doing? He said, let him praise. So friends, you can praise him irrespective of what you have not received. Thanksgiving is an open check for every wise believer. You can praise your way into glory. You can praise your way into beauty. You can praise your way into breakthroughs. You can praise your way into testimonies. You can praise your way into deliverance. There was a man called David who praised his way into the heart of God. As I shared with you earlier, the Bible called him a man after God's own heart. Psalm 119 verse 164. The Bible said David will praise God 7 times a day. 7 times a day. He said, 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Psalm 55 verse 17. He only prays 3 times a day. 7 times a day praise, 3 times a day praying. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He prays evening, morning, and noon. And in praise, 7 times. He prays 3 times, he gives God praise 7 times. The Bible makes it clear that David was so lost in God that his name has become as eternal as God's name. He was the only king given a name. Even Jesus was not given a city after his name in the Bible. He's the only king that has the city of David. David was the only, he's the only king that had the city of David. I stumbled upon an article that showed that in 1996, they were celebrating the 3,000 years in Israel of the city of David. They were selling 3,000. So David's name has become as eternal as God through praise. The only man after God's own heart. He called Abraham his friend, but he said, David is the man after my heart. That was when I knew that God had a heart. God has a heart. If he says, a man after my heart, God had a heart. That means David and God was in a love relationship. He was a man after my own heart. He was a man after my own heart. Listen, friends, your praise and thanksgiving brings you to the place where nothing else can be able to bring you to. He enjoyed consistent fellowship with God. Glory to God. You thank God when it comes to thanksgiving and praise. You thank God for what he has done. You praise God for who he is. You thank him for what he has done. You praise him for who he is. So if God still means anything to you, then praise is the only way for you to show it. You praise him for who he is. You give him thanks for what he has done. And when you live with that attitude, destiny opens up for you on its own accord. Destiny opens up for you. There is no spiritual force that is more potent than the force of thanksgiving. In John chapter 6, Jesus took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and gave thanks. After thanksgiving on the available bread and the available fish, the Bible said that the restaurant of heaven opened up. Supply from heaven began. There was no basket. You know, read that scripture very well. When they placed it in Jesus' hand, they didn't bring it in a basket. Where did basket come from? Where did basket come from? The Bible said, and they began to distribute. And they began to distribute. When they brought it, they placed it in his hands. But after thanksgiving, the restaurant of heaven opened up. And supply began to flow. Supply began to flow. I pray for you. May supply flow into your life in the name of Jesus. May you receive consistent supply in the name of Jesus. Supply of peace, receive it. Supply of joy, receive it. Supply of increase, receive it. Supply of breakthrough, receive it. Supply of testimonies, receive it. Supply of open doors, receive it. Supply of victory, receive it in the name of Jesus. Declare, I receive supply from the storehouse of God. restaurant opened up in the wilderness. Hey, they resumed automatic service. Baskets of bread began to flow. Immediately, I believe the bread was so sweet. The fish was well fried and well grilled. Listen, they didn't eat raw fish. It wasn't sushi. It was a good time old fish and bread. How many of you have eaten fish and bread? Oh, I've eaten fish and bread. And the supply, it was so good that the men were asking for seconds and thirds and fourths to the point where 5,000 men were full, excluding women and children. And you know, children will have played with their own. The women also will have eaten. Oh, may women not eat on you. And they ate and ate and ate. And the Bible said they had 12 baskets left. I pray for you. May you enter your overflow in the name of Jesus. Jesus gave thanks. Miracles erupted. So thanksgiving is a fertile platform for the eruption of signs and wonders. Nothing goes down in the life of a thanksgiver. Everything rises in the hands of a thanksgiver. Thanksgiving is a booster of every destiny. If God's hands must not stop on us in this season, if God's hands must not be withdrawn from your life in this season, please, you must continue to employ the force of thanksgiving. You must continue to employ the force of praise. John chapter 6 was very clear. Jesus gave thanks, the food multiplied. I prophesy over you on the wings of your thanksgiving and praise this morning. Your breakthrough will multiply in the name of Jesus. Your favor will multiply in the name of Jesus. Your testimonies will multiply in the name of Jesus. On the wings of God's favor upon our life church in this season, I prophesy the gates of heaven of increase is opened over our life church in the name of Jesus. Give Jesus praise this morning. Give him praise this morning. John chapter 11, and I close with this, and we give him thanks for 2 minutes. Jesus got to where Lazarus was buried. After 4 days, Lazarus was thoroughly dead. He was properly dead. He was not in coma. He was already buried. And when Jesus got to his grave, he gave thanks. Death was converted to life. No matter how dead he was, he gave him thanks. He gave God thanks. Father, I thank you. The spirit of death vacated. He didn't bind the spirit of death. He did not rebuke the spirit of death. That tells me thanksgiving clears out death. I don't know what is dead around you. I command, receive life on it in the name of Jesus. On your health, receive life in the name of Jesus. I say, receive life in the name of Jesus. So this is what thanksgiving does, friends. When you give him thanks, dead things come back to life. When you give him thanks, what is not working begins to work. It begins to work. What is not available, all of a sudden, becomes available on the wings of thanksgiving. Listen, your church is a product of thanksgiving. A life church is a product of thanksgiving. We keep giving God thanks on what is available, and what is available becomes enough by some strange reasons. How do you explain it? 99,000 gotten out of, there was no figure called. You know, I was looking at some of the amounts, some were 200 rand, some were 500 rand, some were, but in the midst of it, how did God multiply what was the little? And he multiplied it. That tells me, take that little, give God thanks for it. That school fees is not enough. Give him thanks on what is available. You've not been completely healed. Thank him for how far he has brought you. Thank him that you at least have money to go to hospital. Oh, you don't think that's a thanksgiving? You should thank God for that. There are those who don't have money to go to hospital. Glory to God. So I charge you in this season that you must give him thanks at all costs. I charge you in this season, you must give him thanks. That is the way to the top. I read the last scripture, Psalm 67, verse 5 to 6. Pastor Aubrey, you can come through. Psalm 67, 5 to 6, I read, it says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. All the people, not some, all the people. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. Are you ready to praise him this morning? Amen. Are you ready to praise him this morning? Shall we rise on our feet as we praise him? Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.